This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, the John Q. Hammond Center was busy. Close to 200 participants gathered there to begin a serious discussion about making Northwest Arkansas healthier, emphasizing better nutrition, more exercise, and better life opportunities for everyone in the region. The Energize NWA Summit was sponsored by the Endeavor Foundation and included the announcement that $400,000 in grant money will be available for local cities and entities to use to create healthy initiatives. The grant possibilities are made possible with the help from the Convergence Partnership, a national coalition of funders. Aaron Hagar is a senior associate at PolicyLink and represented the partnership at yesterday's summit. This morning, she came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss what's next following yesterday's meeting.
It was really exciting. I was telling the foundation team yesterday that it was exciting to see them just ready to hit the deck running. We awarded these grants officially in December, but that's the holidays. A lot of people are still trying to get their things closed from the year before, and very few of the grantees were really already out of the gates like this. And so to also have 200 people there, like you were saying, when I first talked to them, they were hoping for maybe 150, 160. Then when we heard 200, that was, like you said, it was knocked it out of the park.
Obviously, a lot of momentum built yesterday. Can that momentum be sustained?
Absolutely. I think so. You know, this is not a sprint. This is going to be a long, patient journey. And certainly there will be ebbs and flows of momentum and engagement and excitement. But I think that across the country, there is a movement that's being built and momentum that's growing. And Northwest Arkansas is a part of that.
You mentioned the grantees. There were 13 grantees. Is that correct? Northwest Arkansas and Endeavor Foundation, one of them. The other scattered across the country?
Yeah, they're scattered all over the country. We were very purposeful about the geographic distribution of the grantees. There are rural and urban funders, mostly local, but some regional, some working regionally, and of various sizes as far as the foundation operating budget and staff and those sorts of things also.
$400,000 to Endeavor, and Endeavor then will distribute them to other proposals and ideas?
Yep, they'll do some re-granting. So the Convergence Partnership awarded $170,000 to Endeavor, and Endeavor had to match that $2 to $1. And that's the case with all of these grantees. They had to match the money. The Convergence Partnership awarded $1.825 million through the Innovation Fund this year.
What sort of, I mean, we have to wait for the proposals and things. What sort of things do you and your colleagues imagine might be funded through this sort of activity?
Yeah, so there are three kind of overarching tenets of this initiative. One is that the work really focuses on advancing equity. Another piece is that it's moving policy and environmental change, not programmatic activities. And the third one is that they're building multi-sectoral, non-traditional partnerships. So maybe the health department and the transportation department are going to work together in ways they haven't before. So this is about healthy eating, it's about active living, but again, it's about changing the policies and environments that are making it difficult for people to be active and eat healthy, not about educating people, although of course that's important.
This is big picture stuff.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the first one, equity. It's important that this is, that healthy initiatives can include everybody.
Absolutely. So, you know, what we've seen is that in low-income communities, in communities of color, those communities have been kind of left behind as the policies have been developed, as money has been invested. And so you're seeing that sectors of our society are really struggling. They're having really disparate health outcomes compared to more affluent parts of the community and oftentimes white parts of the community. And so what we want is to bring people all into a prosperous and productive economy and society. And so we're really focusing on decreasing disparities.
I talked to Jill Kaplan of the Endeavor Foundation earlier this week before the summit, and she said that she thought this area was uniquely poised, ready for this sort of thing. I know you were just here for a bit. Do you think that's the case?
I do. I have previously done work in Arkansas, so I knew a little bit about the landscape when I was coming here and when we were thinking about funding the foundation. But when I got here, I was totally surprised in a really excellent way in the number of people that are already engaged, in the excitement that's already happening, and in the players that are already involved. You know, there's a regional plan, there are mayors involved, there are major corporations, public-private partnerships. This is the type of work that takes people years to build these sorts of relationships and partnerships, and the fact that they're already in place here definitely poises this region for success.
Partnerships, a word we've heard a lot with this. Local partnerships, the Convergence Partnership. Is there a partnership behind Convergence as well?
Yeah, so the Convergence Partnership is made up of 8 of the nation's biggest funders. It includes Ascension Health, Kaiser Permanente, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Kresge Foundation, the California Endowment, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Nemours, and the Rockefeller Foundation. And then they also receive strategic advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And then behind that, PolicyLink, the organization I work for, serves as the program director, and Prevention Institute, another advocacy and social justice organization in the Bay Area, works to provide support to the partnership. So this is, you know, a kind of a really big machine almost that's operating to try to move this work forward.
When you see the list annually of the least healthy states, the states that battle obesity the most, Arkansas is always in the top 10, bottom 10, however you want to phrase that. How can we – will there be ways that we can measure – and again, we're talking Northwest Arkansas, not the entire 75 counties, I realize. Mm-hmm. But is there a way you can – a region can measure that it's becoming healthier?
Absolutely. Certainly there are national measures and local measures of things like body mass index that can be done. And Arkansas is actually one of the leading states as a whole for measuring school children's body mass index in a rigorous manner. But I think another way is to really look at the process measures and network measures. These are things that look at how cohesive the community is as a whole, who's involved in the decision making and the planning. And from our perspective, the more people you're bringing into this mix, the more sustainable something will be, and the greater prosperity you will have as a region.
And it's possible in these very political times to do these things without running into political roadblocks?
Well, I think you always have to be prepared to be able to have a conversation on different levels. Different arguments are more persuasive depending on your political affiliations. And you have to be really savvy in the way that you understand the work that you're trying to do. And so one example is if you're building a grocery store, or you're bringing healthy food retail to a community through a farmer's market, for example. Of course, there's the argument about healthy food access and people's eating behaviors, but there's also a really strong economic argument for the impact that those dollars are going to have in the community. And so depending on who you're talking to, one of those stories will be more influential. And those are the kind of things that you have to be prepared for. You have to be as I said, savvy, you have to be flexible, you have to be persistent. These are the kind of traits that are important for moving policy.
So you will be staying in touch, you'll be monitoring.
Absolutely. We'll hopefully have a good relationship that's not overbearing but is helpful and providing resources to the foundation going forward.
Erin, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Erin Hager is a senior associate at PolicyLink and was part of yesterday's Energize Northwest Arkansas Summit in Rogers. She talked with Kyle earlier today inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.